This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 10 years ago this spring, Alan Greenspan, then, of course, the chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank of the United States, said he wasn't so much worried about a big housing bubble. He was worried about a lot of local housing bubbles. He said the market had a lot of froth in it. That is his word, by the way. We all do know how that turned out, but 10 years on, the often cited Case-Shiller Home Price Index says that in 2014, home prices grew at about twice the rate of inflation. In theory, growth enough to sustain a broad-based housing recovery. But much like the froth before the crash, the comeback is affecting different communities in different ways. Black and Hispanic communities in particular, where buyers were more likely to be carrying subprime mortgages. From the suburbs of Atlanta, Georgia, Marketplace's Noelle King has more.
Hi, Robin.
I'm Noelle.
Come on in. Thank you so much.
I saw the car drive.
The Chapel Lake subdivision is in suburban DeKalb County, just east of Atlanta. The winding streets have names like Autumn Lake and Arbor Place. Large homes sit on big lawns. Chapel Lake looks like a suburban paradise for the professional class. And Robin O'Neill, a 17-year resident who works in real estate, says it kind of is.
We have teachers, we have nurses, we have engineers, you have computer programmers here, we have doctors in here, maybe a couple of lawyers also.
Robin says most residents are African American, members of Atlanta's large black middle and upper middle class. As she stands on the lawn in front of her pale yellow house, she can see ripples from the recession and the housing crash.
The house right in front of me was a distressed property, and it was on the market for right at $77,000, I think. It's a three-bedroom, and the house right next door, which is larger, it was also up for sale for $79,000.
O'Neill bought her four-bedroom house in 1997 for $168,000. She says today it's worth about $150,000, but she has faith.
We are bouncing back, so it just takes a little time. So it's just going to take some time for us to fully come back, I believe. But I think we'll get there.
But some new research shows that Chapel Lake and other African-American neighborhoods like it aren't fully coming back. Dan Immergluck is the researcher.
I'm professor of city and regional planning at Georgia Tech. I've been following housing markets in Atlanta since I came here 10 years ago.
And since about 2012, he'd been hearing about Metro Atlanta's recovery. But then he'd see neighborhoods where lots of houses were still vacant or boarded up.
I was frustrated with the local media coverage, always talking about the market as a whole recovering and doing well and prices going up and inventory being low.
So Immergluck looked at Greater Atlanta by zip code. Using home price estimates from the real estate website Zillow from 2001 on, he looked at how each zip code was recovering. And he found that even if he controlled for the types of houses, he used three-bedroom places, there were big differences. Around half,
what folks might call the favored half, they have really seen dramatic wealth increases in housing values despite the recession.
Another third,
they have started to see a little bit of recovery, but they're still 35 to 40% below the value that they were at in the year 2001.
Those in the favored half tend to be majority white. Those that have only recovered partially are majority African American and or Hispanic.
We found that race of a neighborhood, and particularly whether it's African American, was a strong predictor of its housing recovery since the crisis.
Immergluck says part of the reason is that African-American homeowners were more likely to have subprime loans, more likely to have lost their houses, and that has left some majority black neighborhoods scarred, even if the scars don't always show.
So what I'm seeing are lovely single-family homes, nice cars. That's a Mercedes that we just passed.
I took a drive through one of the partial recovery zip codes with Dorothy Brown, a professor at Emory University School of Law, who studies the intersection of race and class.
You know, you always look around and go, there's the bad house in the neighborhood. There is no bad house in the neighborhood.
She says Immergluck's findings reflect that there can be a kind of financial penalty for buying in a black neighborhood in good times or bad.
Studies show the race of your neighbors will have a lot to do with the appreciation of the home you live in.
She says take two neighborhoods that are identical, except for the race of residents. Homes in the black neighborhood will probably be valued less than homes in the white neighborhood. So is she advising against buying in black neighborhoods? She's not, but
be smart. Be intentional. Make sure you are not expecting your net worth to come solely from your home in a way that most blacks have their net worth tied up in their homes because they've bought into this American dream that once you buy a home, you're set for life.
Back in Chapel Lake, Robin O'Neill is also unsurprised by Immer Gluck's findings.
I'm sure you've heard the expression, when America gets a cold, black America gets the flu.
But she says there's a bright side, too. You can buy in a place like Chapel Lake and get a whole lot of house for your money. In Atlanta, I'm Noel King for Marketplace.